Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with George Pfeiffer, the head coach of the Montana State Billings men's basketball team. I got to tell you, I got home. Checked out the website, the MSUB website, after the Western Oregon game to see what happened there. And I think my comment was something like, dang it. I see 72-71 free throw made in the last second. My language was a little bit more colorful than that, to be honest with you, but since we might have some family people listening. But I was thinking that was just basically it, disappointed. I go on Saturday, I check out the website, and I see Jackets lose in overtime. And my comment was, you've got to be kidding me. From the standpoint of a fan, and I am a fan, not just an announcer, from the standpoint of a fan, I can only imagine what it was like for the team, George. That couldn't have been a real fun ride home.
No, I mean, we went into two very tough venues. And, you know, the Western Oregon game, it was a heartbreaker because, you know, we're scrambling for a missed rebound. I mean, a missed shot with 2.1 seconds to go, and a foul gets called, and that was really hard on us. And so, you know, the thing that we know though inside of our group, and I think if you're an excuse maker or you're looking for an easy out, you don't see this. But I do think our guys see this. I know our staff sees this. We had opportunities to capture those games. You know, we did. We had the opportunities to capture those games with better execution, the complete of an easy shot, a defensive stop. We had opportunities to capture those games. Now, what really gets magnified is when you lose by one and you lose in overtime. You know, I mean, then it gets, you know, then it's really magnified. You know, we missed some free throws in the end of the St. Martin's game. But then again, Mike Hall steps up to the free throw line with 0.2 seconds to go and has to make both free throws to put it into overtime. That's pretty clutch. So, but we also had a turnover when we didn't need one. You know, we made a lot of plays. And I know that when I'm standing in a fly stream sometime here in the spring and I'm, you know, watching my fly and hoping something comes by and bites it, and I'll be, you know, daydreaming about next year and thinking about this year. This road trip, we did leave it on the floor. This wasn't a matter of our effort wasn't good. You know, St. Martin's is out rebounding people by almost 10 a game, and we went into their place, and I thought we were more physical, and we out-rebounded them. So, you know, I think we're doing the right things. I think we're trying to get some things taken care of. It was just, you know, one possession in our favor, and we're having a whole different kind of conversation right now.
I think this is one of the more fascinating seasons I've seen, and I'll tell you why. I mean, there are some great home teams that are not good road teams. I mean, you may have coached a few. I don't know. There are some teams that, you know, play better on the road than at home. Not many, but every now and then you see that. But when we talk about teams that are great at home and poor on the road, you don't fit into that category. Having said that, you know, being the buzzkill here, you still haven't won on the road. But when you take a look at every single game, and even if you take a look at the games at home, you take away the Northwest Nazarene games, the scores at home have been pretty reflective of the schedule you've played at home. Very tough competition. All the games have been, for the most part, very competitive. Then on the flip side, it's not like all of a sudden you're going on the road and you're seeing a 20 or 30 point differential or swing or what have you. The scores are always pretty comparable. So you're a team that seems to play well on the road and at home. It's just getting over that hump right now.
Well, you know, you're right, getting over the hump and making, you know, and making the play. If you look at, you know, if you look at our games, which you can't, against St. Martin's and Western Oregon as gymnastic scores, we got pretty good scores, but we didn't win the meet. And so, you know, we need to try and find a way. We need to find a way to get over that proverbial hump. We, You know, and you go back, you know, if you're going to reflect about some of our road and our conference opponents early on, I mean, Augustana's in the top 25 in the Division II, and Colorado Christian, last time I checked, was in the top, you know, one of the top teams in the RMAC. And so I think we played some good teams, and in playing all of those good teams, you know, we played just one nail biter after another. I can't remember. Somebody said the other day we've lost 8 games by 5 points or less. Now, if you would have, like I said, if we would have talked about that back in October, I'd have said, aha, sure. You know, but, you know, my wife was telling me last night, I says, you know, in all honesty, you know, I said, honey, I know there's going to be a night where we just play bad and the other team plays great, but I haven't seen it yet. And she just says, well, these guys don't quit. I mean, they just don't. They just, you know, when it seems to get tough and their back is to the wall, they, you know, and, which is what I'll, you know, hopefully I'll continue to remember this group as a group that's a bunch of fighters that show up every night. And we might not be the cleverest sometimes, and we might miss this or miss a shot or make a bad play. But right now, I think we are playing physical, and I do think we are competing at a high level.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurants, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be right back with the second part of the Coaches Show right after this.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Have you seen the full color vehicle wraps in Billings? The professionals at Sign Pro can design your vehicle graphics from one color to a full color wrap. Together with Sign Pro, you can create a visual impact for your business. For 17 years, Sign Pro has produced top quality, cutting edge signage. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today, 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with the head coach for the men's basketball team here at Montana State Billings, George Pfeiffer, coming off a couple of very, very close losses on the road to Western Oregon and St. Martin's. When I take a look at some of the numbers, and of course that's all I can go by because I wasn't at the game, but you are doing some of those things on the road well that other teams struggle at. I mean, if you take a look at the game against Western Oregon, you hit 50% from the floor, you know, nearly over 59% in the first half, 35.3 from three-point range. Only got to the free throw line 7 times, so obviously, but you hit, you know, you hit 5 of those. Not a ton of turnovers, 12. You know, a lot of coaches would love to live with that. You take a look at the next game, again, you shoot 52% in the second half, 44% for the game, 2 for 7 only in, you know, in that overtime period. But again, if you take a look at those numbers, for the most part, those are the kind of things that teams tend to struggle on the road with, and your team really doesn't seem to be.
Well, I do think that when we execute our offensive package with some quickness and crispness, we make plays, and we and the ball goes in the hole for us. One of our strengths is our transition, and that helps your field goal percentage. You know, if you're playing 3-on-2, 2-on-1, 4-on-3, I like our chances of scoring points. And so we do in our program allow our players the freedom. You know, if we come down the floor and kick the ball up to the wing and the guy's open, we take that shot. A lot of people will turn that shot down and go run more offense. That's not who we are. And so when we can get some stops, and I think that's the key ingredient with this group right now, we have to become more focused defensively. This was a weekend, was the first time that we experienced foul trouble with Travis Bunker. We haven't had that all year. And so, you know, he fouls out of, I think, the Western Oregon game. You know, he's been really, you know, for the most part, we haven't had that problem. And so we kind of went back, you know, Monday, started investigating, you know, some different schemes defensively a little bit so that we are better prepared for that. And we're constantly growing. I think that's one of the reasons that we continue to compete against people, you know, that are pretty good basketball programs. Because we are constantly growing. I know there's only, 7 more games left in the season. But I don't, you know, you've got a group that's, you know, shows up every day hungry to get better and hungry to learn. And that, you know, that's exciting if you're coaching.
That's an interesting figure, though. You know, I didn't notice that Travis Mucker fouled out, sure enough, and yet he still gets 37 minutes. But obviously, when a player is in some sort of foul trouble, that affects their game, I assume, dramatically from a defensive standpoint.
It affects the coach dramatically. I'm just no, I mean, it. You know, it does. It causes you to play with a little more ticky-tack, a little bit more caution. You know, you're not going to go into a scenario that you might go into, and you'd be foolish to do that. But still in all, I think if you take a look at his minutes over the two games, although he only played 37 in the – only 37 in the Western Oregon game, what did he play in the – what did he play in the St. Martin's
44?
Game? So there we go. We played more than 40 minutes a game on the road this weekend. So, you know. Anyway, I just, you know, I like this group. This is going to be a really difficult road trip that we're going to go take. We're going to fly all the way up to Anchorage. Hopefully the volcano doesn't go off on us up there. I mean, Murphy's Law tells us that it will. And then we've got a Fairbanks team that's playing really well that we played a defensive struggle 118 to 112 with. So I'm sure Jenkins and Moe are – got both. They don't play anybody until us, so they have the whole week to get ready for the Jackets. So I'm sure they're sitting there rubbing their palms together with a big grin on their face waiting for us to show up. So anyway, it'll be an exciting week.
Yeah, I want to talk about that when we come back for the third part of the coaches show, because arguably it's about as tough a road trip as any team's going to take over the course of the year. They had to do it. Now we get to do it. Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. We'll talk with George Pfeiffer coming back in part three.
Catering to today's traveler, the Juniper Inn offers affordable, quality accommodations with king and queen size beds and new executive facilities for the business traveler. The Juniper Inn offers complimentary shuttle service as well as special medical and corporate rates and much more. Their friendly staff works hard to cater to your special needs. Juniper Inn, 1315 North 27th Street, Billings. Call toll free 1-800-826-7530.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with the head coach for the men's basketball team here at MSUB, George Pfeiffer. Arguably, as tough a road trip as just about anybody's going to take, I'm sure Alaska felt the same way coming down here to MSUB. And two of probably the most entertaining games I have watched for a long time. I think of that 118-111 double overtime thriller. I mean, that was just absolutely a stunning game from a fan standpoint to watch. When you take a trip that far, and I mean, it's not like you're going just, down the road to it's just not like you're going 100 miles with some of these other trips, too. You have to go a long ways. Are there some additional concerns about having to travel that far in terms of routine?
You can only control what you can control. So I guess you don't, right now we're practicing 90 minutes to an hour and 40 minutes a day, you know, in that area, because we're trying to keep our guys fresh. We've got, a tighter number of guys that we're playing. So, that's a constant concern. And a lot of people think that when you have a shorter bench that it catches up to you at this time of the season. So I think we're really cautious about the amount of time that we practice and what we do. We want to do with, a really high degree of quality and then get them out of the gym. The travel part of it, I try to convince our guys that, in the travel part of it, well, so what are we doing? We're sitting on an airplane and we're taking a nap. That, there's a lot of people that don't get to take a nap today. So let's not get into this, we got to go all the way up there. Now if we had to drive up there or jog up there, we're flying up there. So now I know it's going to be the jet lag and all that other kind of stuff, but we don't have any control of that. We have control of whether we can stay in front of Barker. We have control of whether we can keep Walker off the boards. We have control of whether we can keep Truman from, going for 18 or 19 on us. We have control of that. We have control of how we run our offense. So, when we get out on the road, for me personally, the wins and losses sometimes don't prove that, but I do kind of like the road. It gives your group, a chance to get together. Now, you don't want to over abuse it, because it's like putting your family in a car with Chevy Chase on, you know, vacation after a while. There's a lot of, it's just the human nature. But, I think that this trip will definitely be challenging for us, and it's not going to be because of how far you go. It's going to be because of who you're going to go play.
You know, if I might be so bold, too, I mean, from the standpoint of recruiting, I would think, I got to be honest with you, I wish I was going with you. I'd love to go to Alaska. I mean, I know that you're not going up there to sightsee. I know you're not going up there to do this and that. You're going up there to play basketball. But I guess you can kind of take that approach, too. Hey, this is a cool opportunity that not many people get to do.
Absolutely. I'm being facetious. We'll have to mention that to recruits. Yeah, we talk about that all the time, that, you know, we fly to places and I'll bet you, other than the people who are returning, I got to think that there's not a guy in our program that's been to Anchorage before. I've never been to Fairbanks. I've been to Anchorage and Sitka and Juneau, but I've never been to Fairbanks. So I'm sure that'll be an interesting experience, and I'm looking forward to that. College basketball provides a lot of opportunities for student athletes, and you know, this type of opportunity is one of them. But in the big picture of things, it's a basketball game. You know what I mean? And it could be played in Bullville, Idaho, as far as I'm concerned. You know, once we get up there, our focus and our mission has to be on getting ourselves ready to play the best basketball we can.
One, beat both these teams at home, both great games. You did a lot of things really, really well in those two games. When you look at the tape, we've talked about this before. Obviously, they're going to make adjustments, and, I know as a coach you try to figure out what those adjustments are going to be, and a lot of those things will kind of play out during the game. But do you take a look at what you did that first game and say, hey, we did this really, really well? What are some of those things that you hope to continue and some of those things you hope to do better this time around that will help you get a win on the road?
You know, in a lot of games, you take Anchorage, for example, in a lot of games, I think that what you said is exactly true. In this game that we played with Anchorage, in the first half, they shot the unmerciful cover off the basketball. They missed 8 shots. They were 14 for 22. In the second half, at one point, they were 4 for 21. Now, were we better defensively? Maybe a little bit. I thought they made some tough shots in the first half. We're going to go play at their place, and I know that they're really well known for shooting the ball well at their place, which hurts us because then we're taking the ball out of the net and we're not getting to run. So, you know, they run 3 different types of offense. They have a motion, a high post, you know, kind of shuffle and some stack plays, and I thought we did a really good job the previous game of being prepared for those. But they still made them. And they do that. I mean, you look inside their stats now, they have a lot of guys that are shooting in that 40 percentile from behind the arc. So, you know, we're going to have to be really efficient in what we do offensively, because you're not going to be able to give possessions away in a game where the other team's not giving them away. And B, we're going to have to try and continue to be physical, rebound the ball, and get in front of their players.
Yellow Jacket head coach George Pfeiffer. Yellow Jacket Coach, a show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Well, again, a couple of nice performances last week. I'll be looking at the website again, hoping for some wins this week. George, best of luck to you.
Me too. We told our team after we lost those really close ones, you know, they didn't take Harvest in Oregon or any of that other kind of stuff. But, we desperately need to find a way to get paid on the road. And so hopefully we'll do that this weekend.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.